Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, three elderly residents have been left badly shaken after a man armed with a knife entered their home in Kilmacrenan last night. Meanwhile, in a separate incident, Gardaí are appealing for information in relation to a burglary at the post office and shop in Letchamacha Ward in the early hours of this morning. An orange snow ice warning is in place for much of the east of the country from tomorrow afternoon, while a yellow warning remains in place for low temperatures for the whole country. And the chairperson of Donegal Action for Cancer Care is calling on the government to show real commitment to Letterkenny University Hospital. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, Gardaí in Milford are investigating a report of an aggravated burglary in Kilmacrenan last night in which residents were threatened with a knife. In a separate incident, Gardaí are also investigating a burglary at the post office and shop in Letchamacha Ward in the early hours of this morning. Catherine Gaffney has more.
It's believed that at approximately 9:10 last night, a man armed with a knife gained access to a property via the back door and made off with a sum of money. Three elderly residents who were at the home at the time were uninjured but left badly shaken. Gardaí are appealing to anyone who was in the area at that time and who may have witnessed any suspicious activity to contact Milford Garda Station. Superintendent David Kelly has been outlining the description of the alleged offender.
This incident occurred at approximately 9:10 in the evening at Skerry Kilmacrenan. At that location, a family consisting of two elderly brothers and a sister were at home watching TV. An unknown male entered the house and he brandished a knife and demanded money, and he got away with a small amount of money. We've got a description of the alleged offender as being approximately 5'6" in tall, of broad stocky build, and we're told he spoke with a local accent. He was wearing a grey wool hat and had a black jacket which was zipped up covering the lower part of his face. I'd be asking anybody that was in the area last night, approximately 8:30 to 9:30, if they've seen any male or any person fitting that description, to contact the guards at Milford Garda Station, please.
Meanwhile, Gardaí are appealing for information over a burglary at the post office and shop in Letchamacha Ward in the early hours of this morning. Thieves entered the premises at approximately 2:25 and made off with a quantity of cash and cigarettes. It's understood that two men were seen acting suspiciously in the area last night. Superintendent Kelly is appealing to anyone with information to contact them.
This incident happened approximately around 2:25 in the morning, where offenders entered the post office and shop at Letchamacha Ward. It will be known locally as Clerken's Shop, Clerken's Post Office. They entered the premises and stole a quantity of cigarettes and a small quantity of cash. Persons seen in the area were believed possibly offenders, acting suspiciously. These were believed to be two males, height unknown, wearing dark clothing, and they had their face covered. Again, I'd ask anybody in the Letchamacha Ward area, please, to contact the guards at Milford Garda Station if they can give us any information of anything they've seen either suspicious before this time or after that time.
The chairperson of Donegal Action for Cancer Care is calling on the government to show real commitment to Letterkenny University Hospital. A weekend demonstration in Letterkenny saw hundreds taking part in a protest against overcrowding and cutbacks. On Friday the 16th of February, 56 people were waiting to be admitted at the hospital, the highest figure since records began. Speaking at the gates of the hospital, Betty Holmes says there are a wide range of outstanding issues which must be addressed.
We have seen nothing over the years at regional and national level that would convince us that there is real commitment to Letterkenny Hospital and indeed our community hospitals. Donegal is the forgotten county. They are taking our health services away from us. In DACC, we said over 8 years ago that within 5 to 7 years, Letterkenny Hospital would in effect become the new community hospital for Donegal. We have seen nothing. If you look at the excellence that exists at Letterkenny Hospital, that has over the year, it was a leader in so many fields, and now that has all been taken away for us. And we, while our fight is primarily around cancer services, we look at the situation with the second breast surgeon. We worked from 2009 to get a second breast surgeon. That post turned out to be a locum post for 1 year, which started on the 24th of July. That must be made a permanent post. Prostate neurology patients are going to Galway. We need two urologists at Letterkenny for those services to be reinstated. The waiting list, we need the short stay ward opened. We need real commitment to Letterkenny Hospital, and we need it now. We are still waiting on a date for our meeting with Minister Harris in Dublin with CELTA. We've asked the Cancer Control Programme. All those people need to be around the table. We try to push to get an exact date in March for this protest today, but we haven't got it yet. But we are determined. This is going another level now.
Icy conditions, snow and unseasonably cold weather are forecast for the rest of the week. Met Éireann has issued a yellow weather warning for the whole country for low temperatures, while an orange snow ice warning is in place for parts of the east, southeast and midlands. Juliet Gash reports.
It certainly has the potential in the south and the east of the country to become a status red warning on Thursday or Friday. Whether that happens in the rest of the country again remains to be seen.
Housing Minister Owen Murphy on Storm Emma, more threateningly nicknamed the Beast from the East. At the moment, schools are expected to stay open, but that could change if a red weather warning is issued. Public transport firms are also planning for the worst, and Sean O'Neill from Transport Infrastructure Ireland says they're well prepared.
Our regional distribution network has been well greased and ready to distribute. Local authorities are in line with our distribution network, so we'll deal with it as we can.
Forecasters are predicting the snowfall could be as bad as 1982, but Evelyn Cusack from Met Éireann wouldn't be drawn on specifics.
But there's the possibility of quite a lot, you know, in excess of many centimetres. Certainly that's the problem, because we expect easterly gales, yeah, a lot of drifting.
The National Emergency Coordination Group says it will continue to monitor the evolving situation and is advising the public to stay tuned for updates.
A man has appeared in court charged with the murder of Jimmy Loughlin in Sligo over the weekend. The hearing took place at the courthouse in Donegal Town. Donal Kavanagh has more.
31-year-old Richard McLoughlin, with an address at Citygate Apartments, Connolly Street, Sligo, appeared before Donegal District Court this morning. Garda Thomas James Gallagher gave evidence to the court of arrest, charge and caution, and said Mr. McLoughlin made no reply to the charge. He has been remanded in custody to appear in Harristown District Court on next Friday, the 2nd of March. Judge Kevin Kilrain ordered that he is to receive all the medical and psychiatric treatment that's needed. Free legal aid was granted in the case.
Serious concern has been raised following reports of stones being thrown at police in Derry whilst they were carrying out investigations into a road traffic crash at the weekend. A 4-year-old child was knocked down in the Magowan area of Craigan yesterday afternoon and was rushed to a hospital in Belfast for treatment. Police conducted a follow-up investigation into the incident yesterday and were attacked by a group of young people throwing stones. Local councillor Kevin Campbell says there is an onus on parents to know where their children are at all times.
A young girl, 4 years of age, was knocked down yesterday and very seriously injured. And then the police have a job of work to do. They have to come out, they have to ascertain how the accident happened, what happened. They have to do a door-to-door knock and find out from residents, eyewitnesses. And the process of this, young people aged between about 12 to about 16, 17 years of age began to yell and start throwing stones, disrupting the entire community, but most of all as well, disrupting that investigation. Absolutely shocking.
Is there an onus on parents to know where their children are?
I believe that. When I heard this, I was coming back from Belfast. When I arrived in Derry, I put a post up, and I deliberately done that. And asking parents. Everybody's got a phone nowadays, and no matter what, you believe it or not, see, from about 6 or 7 years of age upwards, they're all running about with their mobile phones. I ask parents, phone your children, find out where they are, anywhere near there, get them out of there immediately. There's a job of work to be done. The police need to have that space to do that job. I think it's absolutely shocking.
The British Labour Party says it wants the UK to remain in a customs union with the European Union after Brexit. Clarifying the party's position, leader Jeremy Corbyn says Britain must retain close economic ties with Brussels. But chairman of pro-Brexit group Labour Leave, John Mills, says it's not what many people voted for.
Well, I think it's a load of problems here. The 52% of the population who voted for Leave in June 2016 aren't going to think that staying in the customs union is coming out of the European Union.
The North West Greenway Network has officially been launched today by Transport Minister Shane Ross. Cathaoir of Donegal County Council, Councillor Jerry McMonagall, says the Greenway Network is another tangible example of both Donegal County Council and Derry City and Strabane District Council working closely together to deliver growth and sustainability to the North West region. Trish Lafferty reports.
The North West Greenway Network is funded by the EU's Interreg VA programme and has secured approximately €18.5 million in funding for new cross-border greenway projects between Donegal and Derry. The network will see the creation of 46.5 kilometres of new greenways for cyclists and pedestrians through three distinct routes connecting Donegal to Derry and Strabane. There will be a 32.5 kilometre route from Derry via Pennyburn and the Bridgend border crossing to Buncrana, Letterkenny, linking Inch Nature Reserve to Newtown Cunningham. A 10.5 kilometre greenway will run from Muff Village to Derry via Culmore and Muff Border Crossing and Culmore, while the final route will link Strabane to Lifford via Lifford Bridge on a 3.5 kilometre route.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure's massive golf sale. Now on at Station Roundabout, Letterkenny.
It's now 13 minutes past five, time for the latest sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. Tributes continue to flow in for Jimmy Heaslip, who has announced his retirement from the sport of rugby. The 34-year-old won 95 Ireland caps and was part of three Six Nations winning sides, including the Grand Slam winning side of 2009. Heaslip hasn't played since sustaining a back injury before a meeting with England at the Aviva last March. One club man, he played 229 times for Leinster, winning three Heineken Cups in that period. Ireland legend Keith Woods says it is a disappointing way to end a spectacular career.
In many respects, for a guy who has delivered for the green jersey and for the blue jersey of Leinster for his whole career, it kind of goes in a bit of a damn squib, you know, which was injured, trying to come back, a couple of operations, still hoping to come back, and then on a kind of cold and frosty Monday morning for a career like he's had to stop today, it's pretty sad, isn't it?
In other rugby news, Sean O'Brien's hopes of playing in the remaining rounds of the Six Nations have been dealt a blow. He's been ruled out of Leinster's Pro 14 meeting with the Scarlets as he continues his rehab from a hip injury. O'Brien hasn't played since December's Champions Cup win over Exeter at the Aviva. Reigning champions Cork City will look to make it 3 wins out of three tonight in the SSE or Trusty League Premier Division. The Leasiders continue their defence of the title with the game against Sligo Rovers at the Showgrounds. Waterford hosts St Patrick's Athletic, and Shamrock Rovers go in search of their first win of the campaign at home to Bray Wanderers. Mayor of Derry City and Strabane District Council, Councillor Melissa McHugh, says the £7 million Brandywell regeneration project marks a significant investment and commitment by the council to improve sports provision and the health and well-being of the city and district. The mayor, speaking ahead of Derry City's first home fixture against Dundalk this coming weekend, said he was delighted to see phase one of the regeneration works completed and ownership of the stadium handed back to the council from the contractor. Among the works carried out as part of the project, a new 955-seater stand, bringing the ground capacity up to approximately 3,700. The refurbishment of the south end stand, new changing rooms and media facilities, a new synthetic turf pitch, a standalone dog track, and additional car parking. To celebrate the opening of the Brandywell, a series of sports development programmes and low-level fixtures are expected to commence in early March that will showcase the new facilities and multi-sport usage, as well as allowing local clubs, youth organisations and schools to try out the surface. Finn Harps have been informed by the FAI that their SSE Air Trusty League First Division match against Drogheda United has been rescheduled for Monday, March the 26th at United Park. The game was originally due to be played on Friday, February 23rd, but was postponed after the referee deemed the lighting to be unsatisfactory. Letterkenny Rovers are under the semi-finals of the FAI Senior Cup for the second time in three seasons. Their 2-0 win over Home Farm yesterday secured progression to the last four once again. Paul McVeigh has been one of the Rovers players leading the charge.
Well organised, and there's a few guys who played senior level there, a few guys who went up, and maybe, you know, they're younger, like maybe if they get experience this, at this level, they can push on again. But definitely delighted for myself and everybody at the club to get into the next round. So it's important now, whoever we get, we've got to push on and work hard. It doesn't stop here, you know.
In Gaelic games, two Donegal players have been named on the GAA's Team of the Week following their performances in yesterday's one over Kildare and Ballyshannon. Ryan McHugh kicked 1-2 and has been named in the half-back line, while Paddy McBerty, who scored 4 points, is named in the forward line. The two players are the only players from the North West Counties to be named. Well, that victory was Donegal's first in the league in 2018. They, of course, won the tie by 2 points against the Lilywhites. And with Tyrone losing to Monaghan at the weekend, it makes Donegal's clash with their neighbours this coming Saturday night another crunch tie, meaning whoever is victorious will edge closer to survival. Donegal manager Declan Bonner is expecting another tough battle at the weekend in Omagh.
Today was all about coming here, getting the 2 points. Saturday's going to be a completely different game. It's an Ulster derby, Northwest rivals, and that's going to be a real, probably another tense affair in Omagh. It's one that, you know, was probably is a four-pointer at this stage. Going in there to Omagh, it's not going to be easy. And but listen, it's a challenge we're looking forward to.
You said this one was a four-pointer. Is there any pressure eased at all then going into the next one?
Listen, any day you get 2 points, not too bad. It's a good day. As I say, there's elements of the performance we will definitely need to improve on, and you go on to Omagh. Yeah, listen, we're in a much better position this evening than we were this morning in terms of points. So it's 2 points on the board, so we go back now and we analyse Tyrone for next week.
The Donegal senior ladies footballers are safe in Division 1 after Sunday's 3-point win away to Monaghan. It's back-to-back victories for Donegal, who are also still in the hunt for a semi-final spot, but midfielder Karen Guthrie has been outlining their immediate priority.
The more games you get, the more the better. You know, we'll take it if it comes, and then that's great. You know, I suppose we've been in the last three league finals, whether that's Division 1 or Division 2, 2015, 2016, 2017, and we're not too put out about it, whether we do or we don't. We're looking, we've bred a lot of new girls, like new players, and we're trying to get used to a new system of play, and the more games you have, the more the better, you know. But a league semi-final or league final isn't high on our priority list. You know, it's all about the performance more so, you know.
And finally, on the hurling front, Donegal had an historic first win over Down yesterday. They beat the Mourne County by 3 points to take their second one in Division 2B. With one game to go against Armagh, a positive result at the weekend will see Donegal retain their place in the division. Here's their manager, Mickey McCann.
We're happy enough where we're at now. We'll take 4 points, and I suppose Armagh beat Derry today, and they're sitting on two, so they can still get four if they beat us next week. So it's going to be still all up for grabs in the last day, and I think if we can keep the confidence going now and play the way we're going, we could end up with 6 points, hopefully.
Still all to play for on the hurling front. That's it from the sports desk here today. We'll be back with our next action tomorrow morning after the 8 o'clock news. Michaela.
Thanks, Oisín. It's been claimed that the issue of potholes in the Stranorra Municipal District is at crisis level, with motorists in the area said to be at breaking point. Many roads in the district have deteriorated since the beginning of the year due to a number of factors, including prolonged bad weather. It's understood that an emergency funding application is being finalised by the council with a view of resolving issues on the main N15 road through the town. While acknowledging the efforts being made by the local authority, Councillor Patrick McGowan says immediate action must be taken to address all routes.
I have asked the council to begin paying overtime on Saturdays, and obviously instead of finishing up at 4, half 4 in the afternoon, that they'd work on to 6 because of the bright evenings. The engineers are going to consider that this week, and also the fact that they also agreed that they'd look at bringing on the temporary men now straight away again, which we normally bring in for the summer season. So they are given consideration to do that to try and help.
They are also in the process of applying for emergency funding to tackle this issue as well.
Especially in the main street in Belfast, Stranorra, that work is not planned to happen to at least well into 2019, because there's a new main sewer go down the main street in Stranorra over to Balbuffet. In the meantime, the road there will not hold. Filling potholes is not an option on the busiest roads in Donegal. So they have wrote to the TII asking for a special allocation to kind of cut out and patch the long strips that are damaged there. I'm not aware of any special allocations for the county roads, and they are, as I said, are particularly bad. It is a desperate situation because we have drivers telling us that they're paying for VRT and car tax and petrol and diesel and tax and house property charges and everything else, and they've never seen the roads as bad, and especially here in the east of Donegal with the extra traffic, obviously the continuing wet weather, frost, everything, it is unprecedented, and it just cannot be allowed to continue without some emergency plan.
With just a few days to go to have your say on the draft County Donegal Development Plan, people are being reminded to get their submission in ahead of the deadline. A public consultation is currently underway on proposed material alterations to the plan, which will operate until 2024. There are 40 proposed changes to the draft, which was initially published last May, with people having until next Thursday to make their views known. Councillor Paul Canning is urging people to participate in this very important document.
I would ask the public to make the submissions on the draft plan, because it's for the material alterations that we changed there a few weeks back. So just to make them aware that it's for only the material alterations that they can make submissions on and nothing else within the plan. But the material alterations that we had made changes on included a lot of town boundary maps. So people should be aware of the changes that we have made and if they're happy with them.
And it is important that they do have their say, because this plan will be in place now for a good number of years.
Yeah, it'll be in place now for another 6 years. So I think the people should have their say, because we're back now, things are starting to look up. So there will be development within some of our smaller towns. So I think people should have a say on their smaller towns and where the development is going to take place.
Finally for weather, staying very cold for the rest of the day in moderate easterly winds. Very cold and frosty tonight with some clear spells, with lowest temperatures of -1 to -4 degrees in a moderate east to northeast breeze. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, Gardaí in Milford are investigating a report of an aggravated burglary in Kilmacrenan last night, in which residents were threatened with a knife. In a separate incident, Gardaí are also investigating a burglary at the post office and shop in Letchermaca Ward in the early hours of this morning. It's been claimed that the issue of potholes in the Stranorna Municipal District is at crisis level, with motorists in the area said to be at breaking point. Many roads in the district have deteriorated since the beginning of the year due to a number of factors, including prolonged bad weather. Serious concern has been raised following reports of stones being thrown at police in Derry whilst they were carrying out investigations into a road traffic crash at the weekend. A 4-year-old child was knocked down in the McGowan area of Craigan yesterday afternoon and was rushed to a hospital in Belfast for treatment. And icy conditions, snow and unseasonably cold weather are forecast for the rest of the week. Met Éireann has issued a yellow weather warning for the whole country for low temperatures, while an orange snow ice warning is in place for parts of the east, southeast and midlands. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to your podcast of Remain Evening News on our website at highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Monday evening, February the 26th. The death has occurred at the South West Acute Hospital Enniskillen of Bridget O'Connor, Naoimh McCafferty, Tonagorm, Leigs, Beleek, County Fermanagh. Funeral arrangements to be confirmed later. Inquiries to Patsy McCauley, Funeral Director, Beleek, County Fermanagh. The sudden death has occurred at Letterkenny University Hospital of Robert Britton, Corcraigan, Dunfanaghy and formerly Glasgow. His remains will repose at the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest Mountain Top this evening until 7 o'clock and tomorrow afternoon from 3:30 until removal at 5 o'clock, going to St Junan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, to repose for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock on Wednesday morning, followed by cremation in Lakelands Crematorium, Cavan at 2 o'clock. Family flowers only, please, donations in lieu of desired to ICU Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Pascal Blake Funeral Directors, Stony Arch, New Line Road, Letterkenny. The death has occurred in Birmingham of Barbara Hanlon, Bungoston, Killybegs, County Donegal. Remains going to the Church of Ireland, Church Letchermaca Ward, on Thursday for funeral service at 12 noon. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to the Alzheimer's Society. House private, please. The death has taken place of Patrick Packy Boyle, Mullinacloy, Ardragh, at the Harbour Lights Nursing Home, Brooklis. Remains reposing this afternoon at Chauvelin's Funeral Home, Ardragh, until 6:30, followed by removal to the Church of the Holy Family, Ardragh, arriving at 7:30 to repose overnight. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery.
Family Flowers will need please donations if desired to the Harbour Lights Nursing Home Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member or John B. O'Donnell Funeral Director. The death has occurred of Paul McGinley Dunlow, formerly of Mulladuff, Kincashla. Remains are reposing at his mother's home in Mulladuff. Removal from there on Wednesday morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock funeral mass at St Mary's Star of the Sea Church, Annagry, with cremation afterwards at Lakeland's Crematorium, Cavan. House private from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. Donations in lieu of flowers if desired to the Dunlow Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member or Stephen O'Donnell and Sons funeral directors. The death has taken place of Nellie O'Donnell, Barnhill, Lochnagin, Letterkenny. Remains reposing at her late residence. Requiem mass tomorrow at 12 noon in the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Gortley, Letterkenny, with burial afterwards in Cornwall Cemetery. Family flowers or need donations if desired to St Vincent de Paul, care of Sweeney funeral directors or any family member. Family time from 11 o'clock tonight and house strictly private before the funeral tomorrow. The death has taken place of Eamon McGlynn, Gary Harry, Letterkenny. Remains are reposing at his late residence in Gary Harry. Requiem mass in St Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, followed by burial in Cornwall Cemetery. Inquiries please to Charlie McLaugherty, Funeral Director, Churchill and Letterkenny. And the sudden death has taken place of Pat Patrick O'Neill. His remains will repose at his home, 18 Mullamesh Road, Feeney, tonight. Family only, please, until 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Removal from his late residence on Thursday morning at approximately 9:45, going to St Patrick's Church, Clody, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. Interment will follow in St Mary's Cemetery, Park Village.